Mother, so treat her right. Mother, I always love her. My mother, so treat her right, treat her right. Hear me for the moan and the miserable groan from the pain that she felt when I was born. Always for the oven with its burning heat, where she stood making sure I had something to eat. Tears for the time that she stayed up at night and took my temperature when I wasn't feeling right. Anxious for the hard-earned money she spent to keep clothes on my back and try to pay the rent. Eased every wrinkle I put on her face and every worry that I caused when I stayed out late. The last letter R is that she taught me respect, and for the room up in heaven that I know she'll get. Mother, there is no other like mother, so treat her right. Mother, I'll always love her. My mother, so treat her right, treat her right.
Treat her right, treat your mother right. Treat her right, treat her right.
My mother, so treat her right, treat her right.
Hey there, patriots. I love Mr. T. I love Mr. T. Thank you, Mr. T, for that reminder. Treat your mother right, everybody. Today's Mother's Day. Go treat your mother right. I love it. And, you know, let's just be honest. We've taken mothers for granted, thinking that mothers would always, you know, be there and have babies and continue the human race. You know, thank you, mothers, for continuing the human race for all these eons. Yeah, so we got to get motherhood back. Make motherhood great again, right? Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. And thank you for all the things, like Mr. T was saying, that you did. All of that and more. That'd be a long song to talk about all the things that the mothers have done. Yeah, pity the fool who doesn't let me treat their mother right. Thanks, H. Clay. Exactly. Treat her right. I'm glad to see you guys. I'm Melissa Redpill, the world. We look at the current events, President Trump's posts, and even the 17 posts in the light of God's word, because this is biblical. We're in the counting of the Omer, everyone. We are seeing a lot of goodies, things heating up. We're going to talk about it today. And maybe what we're going to talk about today, maybe we're going to see that saving Israel for last. Saving Israel for last. Are we at the last, at the last of this battle? For those of you who are new, my website is freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live, or freedomforce live. Either way you want to call it, Freedom Force is what we are. We're the kingdom. We are the taking the kingdom by force to have freedom for everybody in the whole wide world. And so when you go there, you can see all kinds of great information about end times. It's the end for them. It's the end for them. And so we've been in this battle for a long, long, long time. And I just have this feeling some great things are happening for this. We already know great things are happening for this Festival of Omer. If you're not familiar with that, we count the Omer bundle. We count for 7 weeks, the last day, the 50th day after you completely count seven barley grains or Omer grains. Then on that 50th day is the day of Pentecost, the day of Jubilee, the day when debts are canceled and captives are freed. And we've been doing this for years, and we think, is this the year? And, you know, we kind of thought, well, there are still lots of things to sort out. And so maybe it's this year. Okay. Anyway, we'll talk about more of that, how this is biblical, here in a little bit. But yeah, this is the website. Tons and tons of resources over there for free for you. And definitely check out the End Times page, the End Times intro, and share that so people wake up. Really cool. I don't know if you guys know, but I was on Nino's show yesterday, and I think we got a lot of, you know, he's really excited about what we were, about the truth about end times. So anyway, just keep praying. We got a lot of great connections. All right. So yeah, don't forget, hit that like button. Good morning, Songbird. Make sure everybody hits the like button. And I'll be posting in the chat, as I always do, different links. And so you guys can have that. She'll share it in the chat as well as in the comments section. So let's get started. Don't forget to subscribe. Make sure that your bell is rung. And I really would like for you guys, if you possibly can, to get on my X. My X is, I'll show you that in a minute too, but Melissa Redpill, because there are a lot of normies over there. and we need to really reach out to them. We've been on our little bubble. And let's just pray with me that we can get outside of our bubble and help people see the really great news and not be scared. All right, so we got a big job. Really, the Lord has given us a big task. He really, really has on helping people see the wonderful truth about end times. It's the end times for them. If you haven't seen my main book right here, I just put it somewhere. My first book, End Times for Them. And 1,000 years of peace for us. That's what President Trump is working on. You know, and taking everything from the people, you'll actually make more money. You'll actually make more if you, for example, in China, will build up their economy and have an economy where you're not just feeding off of the American economy and siphoning off our money. Actually, build up every economy so that you can have, you have to have your own, I'm sure this is part of the trade negotiations, you have to have your own economy where your people are being treated right, and they're not slaves, that you actually have your own infrastructure in your own country where you have your own economy where you are self-sustaining, so that you're not having to feed off of us and be leeches off of us. Anyway, so this is why it's going to stop the wars too, is stop all this war. And instead, make your money from trade. This is a big week coming. I want to hear in the comments, in the chat, what do you think that means? What is this? What is this big week coming? Is it about Netanyahu? Is it about that? Or is it about more trade negotiations? Because everybody, the word on the street is this is how it works. If you want to be a part of the U.S. market, you're going to have to do it Trump's way, like it or not. And that means no war, treat your people right, all that. So is this what he means by big week coming? I really do believe it's possibly Revelation 18, which is their entire control construct of commerce just comes crashing down. The way that they've done it all this time. Not going to do it anymore. Love that the bloodbaths are ending. President Trump is our stable genius, isn't he? All right, so the other thing is I want you to see this post about the India and Pakistan conflict that just came up. And he said he was so proud of them and their powerful leadership for having the strength and wisdom and fortitude to fully understand, know and understand it was time to stop the current aggression that could have led to the death and destruction of so many and so much. Millions of good and innocent people could have died. Just like, I'm sure they showed them pictures of the battlefield in Ukraine. Just a bloodbath over there. All because of greed. It's absolutely demonic, right? We know that. And we're over it. They know they can forget the idea of us going to war. We're not doing it. We are not doing it. You can forget it. Now, I'm actually encouraging people to be part of the military under Hegseth and President Trump because I know that they will not use them as cannon fodder. But in the past, I didn't. I said, I don't trust that they would not harm you. So anyway, I'm very, very thankful for that. And it says, while not even discussed, I'm going to increase trade substantially with both of these great nations, India and Pakistan. So what is he saying? He didn't discuss it. But the word on the street is, if you're going to be part of these wars and you don't come to a new peaceful negotiating table, then you're on the outs. You will not be a trading partner with the U.S. He says, additionally, I'll work with both to see if after 1,000 years a solution can be arrived at concerning Kashmir. I thought it was interesting that he used 1,000 years, and it may have been that long. I don't know. But just thank you, President Trump, for the shout out about 1,000 years. So let's everybody think about and put into the ether 1,000 years of peace, 1,000 years of peace, right? Instead of 1,000 years of war. So this is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. President Trump is using these mad skills to end this horrible conflict, you know, all over the world. Thank you, Lord. All right, now it's over. What is going on with President Trump and Netanyahu? So we've already talked about on the 17 board that saving Israel for last. What did that mean? You know, bottom line, however it's playing out, we know that the truth has to come out about how they have controlled our congressmen. They've controlled the world, basically. And that's really what's behind the Epstein files, because of all the blackmail. That's what's behind, you know, the M-O-S-S-A-D. That's what's behind, all of these things that they've done have to been to control the leadership in our country as well as all over the world. And so now, why is now President Trump saying he's cutting ties? So that is the word on the street. And Martin Levin, I think that's the next one I have. Yeah, he's not happy about it. Okay, so one of the things that President Trump is doing is he said the Saudis do not have to recognize Israel in the nuclear deal with the U.S. Yeah, and so Mark Levin is not happy about that. He said, what the heck is going on? Can someone clearly explain this to us? We, the people, exactly what are and are not doing. Okay, let's just tell Mr. Levin, we do not obey Netanyahu. I'm telling you right now, Mark Levin, that day is over. We are a free country, and we are not going to be led around by the nose by this rogue government. That's over. And President Trump is not someone to be played with. He is not someone who is wanting to be led around by the nose, clearly. Now, we've wondered this whole time, as much as we've trusted President Trump, we've wondered, what is he doing? Why is he, looking like he is following Netanyahu's orders? We got a little inkling of it that day when he said he was going to just take over Gaza. And Netanyahu was like, what? And don't forget, Netanyahu was the first one to congratulate Biden on his fake victory, right? He was the first one. So President Trump remembers that. He knows about Netanyahu more than you and I even thought about knowing about Netanyahu. He knows. So it's all about timing. And that's why I'm holding up all these, the bundle of Omer, just like I always have right behind me. This bundle of grain, this is a blessing bundle. It's the bundle that talks about debt cancellation and captives freed. Those are the elements. That's what you get with Jubilee. And this is what I feel like right now is really heating up. Big week next week. We'll see. So I'm really excited to see, war ceasing and this control breaking down of Netanyahu over our government. And the people, the congressmen are controlled by him, them, but President Trump is not. What do you guys think? Yeah, I think the same thing. Ray Nick, I don't know how to say that name, but anyway, I've really not been happy about Levin. Let me just tell you something. He constantly, his shtick is that he comes out screaming all the time. How many times have you ever watched Levin and he's got hair on fire? That's why he doesn't have any hair. He's always had it on fire. He's always screaming about something. And he's always supporting whatever Netanyahu says. And so he, in my opinion, has been a very strong proponent of just helping them to have their control, because controlling the people, controlling us and say, well, we have to do what, they're our great friend and great ally in the Middle East, and we have to do whatever they say. So I really think whether he's a good guy or a bad guy, I can't tell you, but I know that he has been helping them to have their control over America. You tell me, you prove me wrong, but he's been helping to get America under their grip and stay in their grip and their control. And we know through blackmail or through bribery or whatever control, they control all of Congress, but they do not control President Trump. Now, President Trump, I think on the 13th here, tomorrow, whatever, real soon, he's going to be taking this trip to the Middle East and going to Saudi Arabia. And so we'll just be watching big week next week. This is the big week that he's talking about. He's going to the Middle East, saving Israel for last. This is where I have a feeling he's going to show that, hey, you're going to not have this conflict. We're not going to have conflict in Ukraine and Russia. We're not going to have conflict in India and Pakistan. We're not going to have conflict in the Middle East. And that's Gaza, all around. And the people who live there, they know. They know. My one of my dear friends, she is from Iran. And she knows very well. And she was really surprised at how I know about this information. She said, most Americans have no idea. And it's because of people like Mark Levin have been brainwashing the people into, you know, just trusting Netanyahu and, oh, Israel. And unfortunately, the church has done the same thing. The controlled church is pro-Israel. And I love, you know, the people who are the true Jewish people, I'm all about it. I'm always against the ones at the top. Make sure if you have a conversation with someone about this, make sure they understand it's the people at the top who are using the people. And just like our Lord Jesus, when he went before the Pharisees and he said, these people who are at the top are evil. Do not do what they do. Don't follow them. And this is why they hung him on a cross. They said, we're going to get rid of you. And this is why they're trying to do the same thing to Trump. They tried to kill him. Right? All right. So this is, you know, my issue is not with the people. Because they're brainwashed and they're led around by the nose too. I'm talking about the ones who are in on it. As in Netanyahu and maybe even Levin. All right. So yes, that is sending a clear message to all of the countries in the Middle East that President Trump is not under Netanyahu's thumb. All right. So now I'm going to read to you. Okay, let's do this one first. He's going to announce, get a load of this. He's going to announce that we're recognizing Palestine as a state. I'm telling you, they will flip like cheetah. They will flip out. It'll be the end of it. He's going to announce that, and that's what they are. This is the claim that is coming out. This is on the Jerusalem Post. And I think there's really something to it. I have a feeling that that's what's going to happen next week. So just get ready and buckle up, because the Palestinian people, they have to have their own freedom. They cannot be under the thumb of these killers. They have been treated beyond horrible. I don't even have any words to say about how horribly they have been treated. And you guys know that. And so most of the people in America have no idea. They just believe the lies that about the Palestinian people, that they're evil and they follow Hamas. Hamas is a controlled group that's controlled by Israel to foment war. We know that now. And whatever we can do to help people understand this proxy war that they have the bad guy, and then they have hired guns and they cause all this conflict and they blame the innocent people. How many times do they have to do this over and over before you realize how they've run this terrible game on us time and time and time and time again? The problem is most people are not, you know, they're just watching the mainstream media. So somehow or another, we have to get this truth out above the noise of the mainstream media. Thankfully, the mainstream media has gone down so much, but a lot of people still are brainwashed into thinking that this is the conflict is what they've always been told. And it's not. And so somehow I have a feeling next week we're going to have where President Trump says he is supporting Palestine, and they're supported as a state of their own state, and not they're not going to be under the thumb of Israel, and also that they can have free and fair elections and not have their elections controlled by Israel, where Hamas leadership are put in place. This is what has to happen. They have to have their own leaders. And as much as I absolutely hate that we had 4 years under Biden, under a fraudulent election, I hate it, and it has caused so much trouble. It has proven to us that if it can happen in America, it can happen in Gaza, right? This is the point that the whole world can more easily see now. Because maybe it's over 50%, see that was a stolen election. And so it's not a difficult leap to say that elections can be stolen in Gaza. And so they have to have their own free and fair elections. Now, I just had Mike Lindell on the other day, and my computer messed up, whatever. I tried to do a video in Zoom. You guys, if you looked at that, you're like, what is going on with this video? It's because I did a recording in Zoom, and it did not capture the whole thing. It was just a mess. I'm not ever going to do recording in Zoom again. It's just, I don't trust it. Anyway, so what he was trying to say was that he has a trial with Dominion coming up on the 2nd of June. That's coming up. And all of this truth this about the these machines is going to come out in trial. And our job is going to be to push this out there. So, you know, for everyone to realize, for the whole world to realize that these elections have been stolen from us, and that's why we have all these rogue leaders all over the world. That is the white horse of the apocalypse, is these rogue leaders. It's not about coming out now. This is what they've been doing, the game they've been running on us for all of our lives. They have these rogue leaders, whether it's in Gaza or in America or whatever country. And so thank you, Mike Lindell, for working so hard to try to expose this. The man, he says, if they offered me $1 billion to shut up, I wouldn't do it. Did y'all hear him say that? This is what is happening in very, very quickly. And I really appreciate everything that he has done. He's absolutely such an amazing, amazing patriot. So don't forget, I'm going to show this a little later. But if you go on, he has a very great special going on right now for Melly, for the Freedom Force Battalion. He knows how we are supporting him. So he has got a great offer coming right now. I don't know how long it's going to last, but it's, if you go to mypillow.com/Melly, I'll put this link in the thing in the chat. So if you go to the Melly and just, but you, the only way you can get this special is you have to click on that picture. Somebody was like, I'm not seeing the special for $49.98. You have to click on that box right there. Okay. I'm going to pop it into the chat so you guys can see it. So definitely this is a great opportunity. They're normally like $100 more. You save $100, but even on the very, very best sale, it would be like $70. So this is saves even more. So anyway, I just appreciate him. He really does not even talk about his own business. All he talks about is election fraud and stopping election fraud. And I think he knows that once we get these, you know, all this set right in our country, then everybody will be able to do business and it's going to be great. But we have to, this is the first thing. He's smart enough to know that, you know, even if he has no money, this has got to happen. And so he's supporting Trump by supporting ending election fraud. So thank you, Mike Lindell. Everybody support him. And plus get amazing sheets. They're just beautiful and they're so wonderful. They're so comfy. All right. So this is going to be huge, huge. All right. And this goes back to this video that I had shared many, many times. And this is about all these world leaders. And we have been led to believe, which I believe is true, that these world leaders, like Putin, like Salman of Saudi Arabia, like even Xi, are working with Trump. Because they realize that these ones at the top, do I have to say the name? The ones at the top, as in Revelation 3:9 and Revelation 2:9, I'm going to read it to you super quick. It says that there are some who say, let me pull it down right here. He says, look, I will force those who belong to synagogue Satan, those liars who say they are Jews but are not, I'll cause them to bow down at your feet. They will acknowledge that you are the one I love. There you go. Those are the ones at the top. Okay, it's not every one of them, but there's a certain group that has taken this name that's not who they are. They're using that name for evil purposes. That's exactly what our Lord Jesus told us in Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9. And that the Xi knows that they've done this. Putin knows that all these world leaders who are in these positions, shockingly, we have these amazing leaders at the top. And they're like, we have got to get rid of these people because we're not going to be controlled. And that's the whole point about President Trump. Is I'm not going to let Netanyahu control me. And they all feel the same way. They're not going to let them, you know, they're not going to let them control them. We are, you know, we were elected by the people. We were installed in this position. And we're not going to be a puppet. We're not going to be a Manchurian candidate. That's what, if you haven't seen the Manchurian Candidate movie, you got to go watch it because it really is very insightful. All right, so I want you to see this little clip. And when you see them, you can tell they know they've got some good things cooking in the background. There you go. What do you think? Body language. They are working together. Remember where President Trump was talking about Xi going out on his golf course, you know, where there's no phones, no way that anyone can hear what they have to say, and they're talking to each other honestly about being under the control of these very evil mafia people. And they said, we have to stop it because they're going to destroy the whole world, enslave the entire world. So that's what we've been led to believe, and I think that's true. Okay, so now, okay, this is the other thing I want you guys to see. Let me see if I can get to the right screen. This one is, this is not the one. Okay, this one, here we go. Let me do this one first. This one is about Netanyahu and being cut off from President Trump. Let me read a little clip of this. Reports indicate that U.S. President Donald Trump decided to cut off direct contact with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in May 2025, primarily due to concerns that Netanyahu was manipulating him. According to Israeli Army Radio and other sources, Trump's decision stemmed from his inner circle's warnings that Netanyahu's actions, particularly his failure to present clear plans on Iran, Yemen's Houthis, and Gaza, were attempts to influence U.S. policy in ways that made Trump appear easily swayed. That does not sound like something President Trump would like. And you know, it's not about his pride. It's about, first of all, having America be a sovereign country, right? And we just cannot allow them to run our policy. Okay. So I just think that's not only for President Trump, but all the world leaders feel the same way. The plans in Iran, the Houthis, and Gaza. President Trump is not going to be told what to do by Netanyahu. He's trying so hard to start this war with Iran, and President Trump, they're like, oh, we need to send missiles into Iran, and President Trump, we're not doing that. Nope, we're gonna work for peace. We're not gonna start a war. You know, imagine. If we had had this war going on that never would stop in Ukraine and Russia, and then you know the whole conflict with Gaza, and then this whole then start another conflict, then you got Iran and Pakistan, and then you get another conflict going on in Iran. I mean, it would be World War III. So thankfully, all those things are quelling. There's just like the Word of God says that He maketh wars to cease to the ends of the earth. Golden age. All right, so yes, you guys know how he was trying to do in Iran, also with the Houthis, controlling the Houthis, and now President Trump resolved that with the Houthis. They're like, okay, we're not going to bomb you anymore. They're like, okay, we won't bomb you either. That just happened, and he just announced it when he was in that Oval Office meeting with the Canadian Prime Minister, Carney. And then, of course, Gaza, which has been like hell on earth. I mean, these people worship Satan. They love killing. They love all this destruction of humanity. It's absolutely evil, and it's got to stop, and it is stopping. A key trigger was perceived arrogance of the Israeli Strategic Affairs Minister Ron Dermer in discussions with senior Republicans, which further fueled Trump's frustration. For example, Yair Cohen, a correspondent for the Israeli Army Radio, noted that Trump's associates told Dermer that there's nothing Trump hates more than being portrayed as a fool or someone being played. Okay, so that's how, use this. Use this pride or appearance that everybody in America can go, well, he's just not going to let him run his foreign policy. Great. use that to wake people up and to the realization that we've been under their thumb for years and years and years. And that has to stop. They are pushing us into war. And that's got to stop. So that's the message that we need to get out. That's the reason I'm putting together this video, is for people to realize this is why President Trump is cutting ties. And whether Levin likes it or not, we're not going to have this man running our foreign policy and dragging us into war and more killing. All right, praise the Lord, right? Now, the other thing that's kind of interesting is about the Waltz connection. And I wanted to give you an idea about this before, you know, we go on to the next thing. Yeah, because I want to make sure. Okay, let me show you now. Okay, so what is going on with Waltz? All of us feel like Mike Waltz, the former security advisor to President Trump, something was fishy about how he was removed. And now he's put over as some position in the UN, which the UN is pointless, useless. Yeah. And so, okay, so why was he really, really removed? Okay, so let me just give you the scuttlebutt on this. There's no definitive evidence that Mike Waltz spied on Donald Trump for Israel, but claims suggest this has surfaced, and particularly in posts on X and some news reports, but they remain speculative and they lack substantiated proof. So this is not proven. But here's the breakdown of the relevant context, based on available information. First of all, the background on his ouster, Mike Waltz ouster. A former national security advisor under Trump was removed from his position in May 2025 and nominated for U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. His dismissal was reportedly due to multiple factors, including a scandal dubbed Signalgate, right? The Signal app, where he inadvertently added a journalist to a sensitive Signal group chat discussing military plans against Houthi militants in Yemen. All right, so before I finish this paragraph, we know that all these, I think he was a former congressman. Either way, we know so many of these people are blackmailed, controlled, bribed, whatever. So I don't know, but it looks like he might be one of these, for him to allow this person on this chat. And it all came out. Not that this was the first time, they've done it 1,000 times, but this time it got exposed. Additionally, reports indicate Trump was frustrated with Waltz's hawkish stance on Iran, particularly his alleged coordination with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on potentially military actions against Iran without Trump's full knowledge or approval. Look at that. That he was coordinating with Netanyahu without his approval, that he's hawkish, he wants to get this war going. If that's truly what Waltz was doing, then that's why he was removed. I don't need a security advisor who's trying to get us into war. And maybe, okay, in the past, in the first term, what I believe on the first term, it was not time for all of these things to be exposed and for all these things to be stopped. He had a lot of moving parts. I mean, it's like a chessboard you can't even imagine of how many pieces to move and things to do over every day, working diligently, tirelessly every day to bring down this cabal. And it was not yet time to expose the connection with Israel. But here we are, saving Israel for last. This is what's happening right now, is exposing how they have been running our government and governments all over the world. Okay, and this is how, potentially. The smoking gun, the smoke is not there for no reason. There's something going on. Allegations of coordination with Israel. According to the Washington Post and other sources, Waltz engaged in intense coordination with Netanyahu regarding military operations against Iran ahead of the February 2025 Oval Office meeting between Trump and Netanyahu. Okay, so was Waltz working with, you know, to try to get military operations going against Iran? I'm sure President Trump, he knows all this. This was seen by some in the Trump administration as Waltz pushing U.S. policy toward military action contrary to Trump's preference for diplomacy. We're going to have diplomacy. We're going to do it with the tariffs. We're going to do it with trade. We're going to settle world peace with trade. And okay, if you were so greedy that you want money, can we just make money not with killing, but make money with trade, right? This was seen by a Trump advisor remarked, you work for the president, not a president of another country. What does that tell you? That's a smoking gun right there. But he told him that. He's like, who are you? Who are you following? And the honest truth is, all of our congressmen have been basically, you know, the lapdog of Netanyahu for all these years, and their handler. This is what's been going on, and people need to know it. Please share this video so people understand and connect the dots. However, Netanyahu's office denied intense contact with Waltz on Iran, stating their interactions were limited to a meeting at Blair House and one phone call that did not involve Iran. Well, but you did have a meeting, and you did have a phone call, and so, you know, you don't have to talk long to say this is the plan and this is what I want you to do. Yeah, so there you go. There's another smoking gun. Y'all hear all this? Did y'all know about this? I shared this on the social media, so definitely follow. If you're not familiar, go to my social media right here on freedomforce.live. Go to the social media and join with us on right there. All right, so I've been sharing a lot more of this critical analysis. Okay, then the posts on X have amplified these reports, with some users explicitly accusing Waltz of spying on Trump for Israel or acting as a foreign agent by leaking classified intelligence or sabotaging U.S. policy. All right. For instance, one post claimed Waltz was manipulating Trump for Israel's benefit, while another suggested he was fired for helping Israel start a war with Iran behind Trump's back. That's what he was trying to do, but Trump wasn't having it. These claims appear to exaggerate or misinterpret the reported coordination, as no official reports confirm Waltz has shared classified information with Israel or engaged in espionage. Of course not. You're not going to have any documentation that he did it. I mean, hello? But we have to be smart enough to be able to piece this together and connect the dots, right? No official reports. Come on now. Adding to the controversy, okay, here's the messaging app of Signalgate. Waltz was reported to have used an Israeli-made app, telemessage, to archive Signal messages. So all these conversations they're having, these inter-office conversations on Signalgate, were being archived into this app called telemessage. Did y'all hear about this? Raising concerns about data security due to app's ties to Israel military intelligence, which is Mossad, sending over all this data of all these discussions that they're having. A 2019 Politico report noted U.S. suspicions of Israel planting surveillance devices near the White House, and the CIA has historically viewed Israel as a counterintelligence threat in the Middle East. Of course, we know that they have controlled the CIA also. However, there's no evidence linking Waltz's use of telemessaging to spying on or intentional leaks to Israel. The app's use was likely related to archiving government communications, possibly to comply with record keeping. All right. Yeah, sure. Then why is it in their hands? Why are you using an app that's created by Israel? Okay, imagine that you created an app. Every app that you have on your phone or app you have on your laptop, the people, just make sure you understand, the people who created that app can see your data. You think it's private, it's not. So just, and the same thing, imagine if our country's military secrets and what we're doing to promote peace in the world and all that, that this is being done, this is being exposed to them, to Israel. Is that the way we want to run our country? Who's running the country, right? And this is another thing that's beneficial about this whole baloney that happened with Biden, is that everybody realizes that he was not running the country. He was just this puppet out in front, that it was obvious to everybody that he was not running the country. So who is? And this is, as much as we hate it, this is what it took to rattle people awake and go, you've got other people who are running the country in this hidden hand, right? All right, so I want you to see this is the critical analysis. Was Mike Waltz spying on Trump for Israel? The allegations of spying seem to stem from Waltz's unauthorized coordination with Israel and his use of questionable app, telemessaging app, combined with broader U.S. Israel tensions over Iran policy. Again, if he's trying to help foment war, that's treason. This is the lives of our people. Thank you, Lord, for President Trump. However, espionage implies intentional betrayal or covert intelligence sharing, which is not supportable by the available evidence. Some would say. It looks very, 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 very suspicious to us. And we're not going to see a document that says he did it. This is when you go before a court, you reveal all the data, and the people on the in the jury have to connect the dots and see that there's the preponderance of evidence is that he did it, right? Espionage implies intentional betrayal. Wallace's his actions appear more aligned with policy disagreements, favoring a hawkish stance shared by Israel rather than with covert operations against Trump. But let's just say, who's the president? Like that guy was saying, who's the president? You have sworn allegiance to President Trump, that you are in his administration, not in Netanyahu's. The ex post reflects sentiment again among some users skeptical of U.S.-Israeli ties, but lacks concrete evidence to substantiate spying claims. The Netanyahu denial and Trump decision to nominate Waltz for a high-profile U.N. role further suggests the issue is more about loyalty and policy misalignment than espionage. Well, okay, and even J.D. Vance, VP J.D. Vance, said, oh, this is a promotion. Is anybody here think that this was a promotion for him to move over to the to be an ambassador to the UN? I don't think so. None of us think that. All right. So that's what's going on. I want you to hear that from me. Here's this modified Signal app used by Mike Waltz was reportedly hacked. Messaging contents and government official contact information were obtained during the breach, 404 media reports. Okay. So this is coming out. We want to, you know, share this, help people understand, you know, that, you know, either way, whether it was intentional or incompetence, we can't have it. All right. So now, this is the one. This is a post that MJ Truth put out about what about President Trump supporting the statehood of Palestine? Okay. The Jerusalem Post claims Donald Trump is expected to announce the U.S. recognized the Palestinian state, according to diplomatic sources. We're going to find this out this week. This could be a big week. I think that may be what President Trump is talking about this morning when he posted big week. This is what's going to happen this week, this big week. All right. The headline is, which is somewhat reputable, and this would be a major blunder if not. This would be a big deal if the Jerusalem Post posted this and it didn't come true. This would really hurt their credibility. This claim aligns with earlier reports like Net News, which also refers a reference with an unnamed Gulf diplomatic source stating Trump would declare U.S. recognition of a Palestinian state without Hamas. There you go. This is what we've been talking about. We've been saying that Hamas does not reflect the desires of the people. They are a rogue government that were not duly elected, but they were installed by Israel. Of course, we've been talking about this forever. This is what is happening. And so if he recognizes Palestine without Hamas, separating those, it's so important when you're discussing that the Palestinian people do not represent, do not want Hamas as their leaders. Okay? President Trump is scheduled to visit Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates from May 13th to May 16th. So basically, May 13th is actually Monday night for us, okay? Over there, it's already May 13th on Monday night. The Gulf U.S. Summit hosted by Saudi Arabia in Riyadh on May 14th could be the occasion for an unofficial announcement. So we will be staying tuned. If true, this will mark an extraordinarily sudden shift from his established policy. And for him to say, I'm not going to be led around by the nose by Netanyahu, this is huge. This is a huge shift. However, there are counter thoughts, and I have suggesting President Trump will be proposing a plan to take over Gaza and relocate Palestinians, which contradicts Jerusalem Post's claim. We will see what he says. I personally would, you know, I want the people to be able to stay there, but the question is whether they can. He said that the infrastructure is so bad that it's just too dangerous for the people to stay. That's been just absolutely wrecked, which the pictures I've seen substantiate that. We will see what he says. Either way, saving Israel for last and setting the people of Palestine free, it's time. Get ready. This is huge. This conflict has been going on all of our lives and more. So again, take this with a grain of salt. Okay. Now he also said, there's an opinion piece by Thomas Friedman suggesting President Trump is recognizing Netanyahu's government is not a reliable ally due to an ultra-nationalistic and messianic priorities, which include annexing the West Bank and expelling the Palestinians from Gaza to reestablish Israeli settlements there. Okay, so they're saying, you know, President Trump is saying we're not connected with you on this factor. That you want to do this. All right, so this is great. President Trump dropped Biden's demand that Saudis recognize Israel in a deal with the U.S. This is happening. This is already out there in the ether. All right, so this is huge. I'm ready. I'll tell you, we cannot get to the arrests until we get, and this may be, like we were just, I had that video out that I just was showing, posting, why no Epstein arrests right here, and the, you know, what is going on with that. I really encourage you to watch that video. I'll go ahead and pull this up and pop this into the chat. And this is what Tom Renz was on my channel, and so I want your thoughts on it, because it looks like Bondi, I mean, she has ties to Pfizer, and it's that, you know, is she preventing the Epstein arrests? Okay, so I'm gonna watch this one, everybody, today. Epstein, I'll just put on here Epstein so you can see that one. Arrests, okay. And also, did you see that I just posted that, the Diddy trial is the chief prosecutor is Comey's daughter. She's one of the top prosecutors in the thing. All right, so I wanted you to see that. Now, so we're going to see, you know, exactly what happens. But this is a big deal. This is a big deal. All these things are really huge that are happening right now. And I want to hear your thoughts on it. All right. I'd like to go over and see all these comments that you guys put in. All right. So did you see that not only stopping the wars, but also did you see that has an agreement? Much agreed to. Much has been agreed to. Not everything's been resolved. But this China art of the deal. A good meeting, very good meeting today with China in Switzerland. Many things discussed, much agreed to. You know, it looked like, oh, we're in a trade war, we're never going to agree. Well, that's what they say until they make an agreement. Okay, I'm going to talk about this for a little bit. A total reset negotiated in a friendly but constructive manner. We want to see, for the good of both China and the U.S., an opening up of China into American business. Great progress made. All right, so yay. This was just yesterday at 7:12. This was last night. All right. This is the thing. China is in financial straits right now. That sounds outrageous to you and me. They've had all these, all of our factories have gone over to China. Why in the world would they be in a terrible financial position? Because the ones who've been running it, the top on the CCP, have siphoned all this money off for themselves. They've hoarded it all for themselves. And we clearly know that they have not done these things to build up the people of China. They do not have a stable economy. They don't create, and Bessent has been talking about this, Secretary of Treasury Bessent, he's saying they don't create these things and manufacture these products for themselves. They manufacture them to send them to America. They are not building up, you know, their people don't have the money to buy these things. And this is what they've done. They've enslaved their people to get rich at, you know, pennies a day. And just barely enough to sustain themselves. And they're all basically, you know, these ones who work in these factories are basically slaves. It's awful how they're treated. Awful. If you've seen videos, it's awful. So bad that they actually put them in these towers. And the people are moaning and screaming. And they have nets outside their buildings so that they can't even jump to their deaths. I mean, it is like hell on earth. This has to stop. We're not going to have the golden age and have that continue. That's not going to happen. But they've also enslaved us. And this has happened not only in China, but it's also Vietnam and all these places that people are enslaved. Now you've got people in America are basically enslaved because, you know, there's hardly any jobs because they've taken away all of our factories and we can't even create our own products anymore because all the factories have left our country. All right, not all, but most of them. That's how they've enslaved humanity. And they're saying, we're not going to, you know, I'm sure they say it much more diplomatically than I am, but we're going to have free and fair trade, which means that you have to have an economy that sustains itself and not just feed off of America. And this is what is some of these things that were discussed in this negotiation. Not only will you, there will not be wars. If you want to be a trading partner with America, no wars. And you also have to establish your own economy and not just feed off of us. This is the genius. This is not only the genius, but it's also the love for humanity that President Trump has. He wants the good of the people of China. He wants the good of the people of Vietnam. He wants the good of the people of Ukraine so they're not all dead on the battlefield. He wants the good of humanity. President Trump is amazing. Thank you, President Trump. He's a stable genius, but he's also just has the heart of the Lord. Thank you, President Trump. We love you back. All right, so I want you to see that. So this is huge. When, you know, they've been talking about all these trade negotiations. Well, looks like maybe that's one of the big things that's happening this week is that this negotiation with China is going to come out. This is going to be the fourth week. Yes, the fourth week of the counting of the Omer starting today. Okay. Now, I'm going to talk about Lagba Omer. I'm going to talk about that here in a second because that's a big day coming up on Thursday. I want you to hear about what Lagba Omer. I'll tell you about that in a second. Did you hear this by Stephen Miller talking about the habeas corpus? That these people who are in our country illegally, that we don't have to follow due process with them. This is what he said. Check it out. Tell me what you think.
Suspending habeas corpus to take care of the illegal immigration problem. When could we see that happen?
Well, the Constitution is clear, and that, of course, is the supreme law of the land, that the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus can be suspended in a time of invasion. So it is that it's an option we're actively looking at. Look, a lot of it depends on whether the courts do the right thing or not. At the end of the day, Congress passed a body of law known as the Immigration Nationality Act, which stripped Article 3 courts, that's the judicial branch of jurisdiction over immigration cases. So Congress actually passed, it's called jurisdiction stripping legislation. It passed a number of laws that say that the Article 3 courts aren't even allowed to be involved in immigration cases. So it's not just the courts aren't just at war with the executive branch, the courts are at war, these radical rogue judges, with the legislative branch as well too. So all of that will inform the choices the president ultimately makes.
There you go. Thank you, Stephen Miller. He's just such a great spokesman. He does not play. He knows the law. He knows how to speak these things so well. It's just, I'm so thankful for these amazing people. So bottom line, this is immigration law. This is, they don't have the jurisdiction over immigration law. That is the president alone for national security. We have to, you know, they cannot enforce that we have a trial for each of these people under the regular habeas corpus. And this can be suspended in times of invasion. This is what's happened to our country. That's why President Trump for years has been saying this is an invasion of our country. These people came in and yes, okay, oh, we worked some paperwork. It was baloney paperwork. We know that was just fake paperwork. It was just, you know, whatever. These people, they didn't go through the normal process of proving that they were, you know, they just said, oh, they're under a, oh, what do you call it, you know, they're being harmed in their country. I can't remember the word of it. Somebody tell me in the chat what's the word. Anyway, we know that the whole thing is baloney. Everybody knows that. You don't have millions and millions and millions of people coming in, you know, without all the due process happening there. And then we're responsible to do due process to get them out? No. This is an invasion of our country. Habeas corpus is suspended. They can be removed without going through all of this, the legal wranglings, which would take forever, right? All right. So anyway, really thankful for Stephen Miller helping us to understand that. That is the argument. So you might want to go back and replay that section. I had shared this on social media, that this is the argument on removing these people from our country and suspending habeas corpus, saying, well, you know, because this is an immigration issue, okay? Now, and most people don't understand this, and the ones who are here illegally, of course, they don't like it, and so this is why it's so important that we share this information to help the people of America understand this is under the immigration policy. This is not a regular court case. Okay, we have to have, looks like they're looking at having suspending habeas corpus to remove millions and millions of people who came here illegally. All right.
You know,
This is our new Surgeon General. And I'm going to play a little clip of this, too, because she's talking about how our country is in terrible straits for our health. I'm really thankful for her. You know, there's some things that I've seen that I'm like good about and whatever. I don't know that I'll ever find someone that I agree with on everything. Okay. But she is awake to a lot of the things that are going on. Is she potentially, you know, under any of the control of the people in Silicon Valley? Some people say so. I don't know. But RFK supports her, so I'm just gonna hold on and just trust that she's going to work for the health of our country. And so, just I want you to hear directly from her in case you missed this clip that I had. And thank you, MJ Truth Ultra, for grabbing this clip.
In trying to understand, like, why don't I feel right about my work, I just started looking at the data in a different way, and I started to look at what was happening with health trends. And if you just kind of run through the list of what's happening, it's unbelievable. Like, we are getting destroyed, and it's very recent, and it's accelerating. The stats speak for themselves. You know this very well. 74% of Americans are overweight or obese. 50% now of American adults have type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes. These were diseases where there was 1% of Americans in 1950 had type 2 diabetes. Now it's 50% of Americans have pre-diabetes or type 2 diabetes. Alzheimer's dementia are going through the roof. Young adult dementias have increased like three times since 2012. So early onset dementias, we're seeing, you know.
Did y'all know that? I didn't even know that that was a thing. Young adult dementia? What? What? I mean, I know about autism and I know about the depression, but I didn't know Alzheimer's, dementia, in young people. This is clearly a nervous disorder. And this is why I go to my freedomforce.live/health page, do everything on there that you possibly can. I love that Dr. Laura does the neural therapy. I'm doing all the things that we're doing, the methylene blue. This clearly, JFK is taking that to help prevent all these things that they're doing to our bodies. I mean, it's outrageous.
This one in two Americans are expected to have cancer in their lifetime now. One in two, and young adult cancers are going up 79% in the last 10 years. We've got, of course, the autism rates are absolutely astronomical. One in 36 children has autism now in the United States. That was one in 150 in the year 2000. And in California, where I live, it's one in 22. One in 22 with a lifetime neurodevelopmental disorder. We've got infertility going up 1% per year. 25% of men now under 40 have erectile dysfunction. A quarter of the country. You know, this is fundamental.
No wonder we're not making babies when a fourth of the men are not able to. This is what they've done to us. And she knows it. She's our Surgeon General, praise the Lord.
Mentally a metabolic disease. We've got 77% of young Americans can't serve in the military because of obesity or drug abuse. We've got autoimmune diseases. Some studies are saying they're going up 13% per year. It's really unbelievable. And I could go through so many more diseases. Of course, we've got heart disease, which is almost totally preventable, as the leading cause of death in the United States, killing around 800,000 people per year. And I think as I kind of just looked around, and again, these are just statistics, I started trying to put the pieces together. Why is this happening? Why are these all going up all at once? And that led me on what is now a 7-8 year journey, ultimately leaving the surgical world, putting down my scalpel forever. Because what I realize is that when you go to the science with a root cause perspective, you go back to PubMed with a slightly different perspective, not how do I treat the diseases once they emerge, but why are they happening? You see a very obvious, blaring answer, which is why we had to write a book about it, which is that it's all caused by metabolic dysfunction, a term that I never learned in medical school. I learned about metabolic syndrome and the different individual diseases that make it up. But there is a problem. There is a fundamental breaking of our core cellular biology that is caused by our diet and the world we're living in, the modern world we're living in today, that is crushing the very way that the human body and our human cells can transmit food energy to life energy, to cellular energy. And so our bodies are essentially, I mean, fundamentally, because metabolic health is how we make energy in the body, the way that our environment is now synergistically restoring our metabolic health, and the science is very clear about this, it's basically like all of us are a little bit dead while we're alive. That's what metabolic dysfunction is.
Do you hear that? Do you hear that? This is why I talk so much about eat organic. Cleanse your water. Do not, please, mercy sakes, do not make any drinks out of the water in your tap. You have to cleanse all of your water. It's destroying our metabolic function. Our bodies are basically dying inside of it. We're just, everything is in our body is breaking down. It's like we have death going on in our body. It's so evil what they have done to us. Do the organic food as much as you possibly can. If you haven't seen my green smoothies page, go to that and make a green smoothies for yourself every day to help your body to be alive, for your cell at the cellular level. I mean, this is intentional. They knew this was the end times for them. And they're like, this is our moment. We have got to kill off humanity. They've been trying to kill people off through wars and all these different ways because they literally worship Satan. And so now they're like, okay, now we'll have to do it through other means, which is the green horse, the pale horse, which is the harma and all the things. I hate the AMA. I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. They don't teach the people in the medical schools, just like she just said, for people to be healthy. They just teach them how to get on their horrible drugs and to kill them off. I'm just going to say it. Get off of this stuff. Get off of this stuff. Get off of their harma stuff.
Less energy in the body. We're underpowered. And that's very dark. Like when you step back and say, okay.
Okay, I'm good. I got to stop her again. That's what it's talking about. You can go back and watch the whole clip. It's on my social media. But this is what she's saying is we're underpowered. If you are tired, if you feel like you're not having energy, that's the reason. All the things that they're doing to you. It's the food that you're eating. All the detoxing. It's because of that. This is why on my health page, I have this, the Pure Body Extra. I do this every day at the cellular level to help my cells to be energized. This is why I have this great energy level. It's not just because I've got, you know, which I do have great genes. Thanks, Mom and Grandmother. It's because we are eating healthy food. Check it out.
Hey. This is clear from the research, and I never learned it. I didn't learn it at Stanford Medical School. I didn't learn it in my surgical residency. And we could fix it. We could fix it really quickly.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. Look at that. What do y'all think about that? Isn't that awesome? I'm so glad to have her as our, I think Casey Means is her name, as our Surgeon General. And so working alongside Dr. Oz and, of course, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., we're going to get our health back. He said within 2 years. So I'm just so ready. We're doing it now, though. Again, go to the health page. Read everything I have over there. Read about how cleansing your water, how to, like I said, making the green smoothies. It's all right here. When you go right here, go to the health. All these things. Silver, the benefits of silver. Our forefathers knew this. They've hidden all this from us. And now all these things are coming out. How you can literally lift depression and bipolar. Literally, you guys, you do not have to suffer with this. Okay. Tips for improving your health. Check that page. Obviously, the health links. It's really wonderful. Wonderful. I'm very thankful that, I just thought I would be talking about how this is biblical. But it all ties together. It's all about how they've attacked us in so many different ways. So, yay. Praise the Lord for our Surgeon General. Yes, President Trump actually named, was the 8th, which was last Thursday. He named it Victory Day, which is the day of victory for the whole world celebrates, or the ones involved in World War II celebrate Victory Day. And the crazy thing is the Americans have not celebrated Victory Day, which is, we're the ones who caused the victory. But anyway, that's a whole nother topic. I'm not going to get into that. I know you guys know what I'm talking about. All right. But I think he's talking about something else. And I want to see what you think. Do you think that he's talking about our Victory Day? He says forever we'll be celebrating this Victory Day. This is our new Victory Day over, I think, the criminal cabal. They will know that this was the, yes, you know, in one sense, we're not free of them yet because they're still spraying the skies and all this, but everything is set in place to win. He's now, since this, he's able now to expose Israel, which is our masters. He's able to go because after Victory Day, to the Middle East and to break down this whole cabal. This is the counting of the Omer. We're counting up to this day, this 50th day of Jubilee. I really do think I mean, it just really sounds very, very exciting. So I want you to see that and tell me what you think. Do you think that that's what he means on the victory day? I'm getting a victory day too. I'm so thankful. Thank you so much for Nino having me on, and he was really, really excited to have me on about the Antichrist. I said, would you like to talk about what biblically the Antichrist is? And so he was very excited. It's so funny. Nino is so great. He was like, he gets excited when I read all these passages, and he's like, oh, you need to write a new book called The Bible for Dummies. He said, you explain it, so make it so easy. And so I'm like, that's basically what my books are. I even thought about that when I was titling the books, but I thought that would be a little bit a little bit rude. The Revelation for Dummies. That would be, maybe I should make a copy of just Revelation for Dummies. But anyway, I'm going to put this link right here. And if you have not seen this, please do me a giant favor. Okay. And I'll say, share this video, share this video, please. Okay. I'm just going to pop this in. It's about the Antichrist. Let me say, I'll just pop in here. It's about the Antichrist. And he named it something fun, kind of funny, which I think he was doing it to get everybody interested. He called it Antichrist Exposed, which is true. As the globalists fall, and he kind of talked about the third temple, and he really got it about the third temple. That was really great, because I'm like, it's not about someone going to live in a building, to sit in a building in the Middle East. It's that they want to sit in the seat of your heart and mind and mine. They want to rule us. They are opposed everything that is good, and they want to sit in the seat of the temple of your heart, of your mind. He's like, oh, that makes so much sense. That's really what's behind AI. That's what's really behind them controlling our social media and knowing every post that we put out and every telegram and every tweet and every text and everything that we do. And guiding everybody like these sheep. And that's why it's so important that President Trump controls the AI. They want to have AI as their bucket of truth, right? And it's not truth. That's why they want to remove us from these platforms, so that our truth, the truth of, you know, like what President Trump is talking about, it gets removed from this big bucket of truth, okay? Anyway, I thought it was a great conversation. And so please help, because I really want, last time we were on, we had 100,000 views. And now I want to go for 125,000. Can you guys help me? Come on, help me. Because I'm trying so hard to get this truth out there. And so, yeah, it's quite the challenge. It's quite the challenge, because the enemy does not want this truth out. And so anyway, I'm really, thank you, Nino. And so we're going to get together soon to talk about some other biblical things. So just keep praying. Very, very exciting days. Let's see, what else I have here. Okay, yeah, this is where I was talking about Comey. Comey's daughter is the prosecutor in the Epstein case. So you know, that's why I was saying to go and look at this video right here about the why no Epstein arrests over on my Rumble. It's like, what is why? Why is that? Why do we not have any? Okay, the last thing I'm going to tell you is this Lagba Omer. What is that about? Okay, so we are in the middle of this Omer, the counting of the Omer, right? And we do like, this is the first week and the first day, and the second week and the second day. The first week and the second day. We just go every day, 7 full weeks, like 7, 7, 7. This is biblically, you know, this is what, that's why they have even on the machines in the slot machines in Vegas, 7, 7, 7. It's the winning number. Okay. And that's what the Festival of Omer is about. Most people don't know that, but you guys do, because you're here. But the counting of the Omer is about, you know, us getting to this day when humanity will win. Now, they've used it for evil, but I want to tell you what's happening on the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer. And I've told you this every year, I tell you this, but it's coming up, and I just always want to make sure that you guys remember these days, because there's always something weird that happens on those days. Wouldn't it be great if President Trump announced something big for humanity on their day, Lagba Omer, the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer? Just, I'm going to just see if that's what's going to happen, if he's going to announce something on Thursday, which would be our time. It would be Wednesday there. Is that right? I don't know. I'm getting my whatever mixed up. Anyway, so it's supposed to be on the 15th of May. All right. So what is this holiday about? Why do they celebrate this? Because, and I'll read this little clip to you. It's a Jewish holiday celebrating the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer, which occurs on the 18th day of the Hebrew month Iyar. One reason given for the holiday is the day of passing of Rabbi Yochai, whatever. Modern Jewish tradition links the holiday to the Bar Kokhba revolt against the Roman Empire. In Israel, it's celebrated as a symbol for the fighting Jewish spirit. Okay, so they're saying that these people revolted, but what they're telling everyone, this is a reminder, is to not be so open with your rebellion. These people, their rebellion was put down because they were too open with the rebellion. They said, this is the celebration that reminds us that we will win and not have our rebellion brought down as long as we do it covertly, as long as we're behind the scenes, as long as we're the hidden hand, like what I was just saying with Netanyahu and getting Waltz to do this app where supposedly, you know, this is an Israeli app that nobody even knew about, but this was exposed, right? So now we know about it and it's no longer covert. And now he's seeing that he's trying to push President Trump into war with Iran, trying to, you know, do all the Houthis, and all these things are now exposed. And the whole point of the Lagba Omer is saying, always keep your, what you're doing against your community, against your country, keep it covert, all right? And that's where they said, if you don't, then you could likely be brought out and punished. And that's what happened with this festival, this back in the day in 132 to 135 CE, they were exposed because they were not covert. They even have basically a celebration, a festival to remind themselves to be sneaky. How about that? All right, so now I want you to see that's coming up this Thursday. It would be really funny if President Trump used that day to say, you weren't sneaky enough. You're exposed now. All right. Now, I'm just reminding you of this passage in Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9. I'm actually going to pull both of them up. It says, I know all the things you do. I've opened a door for you that no one can close. You have little strength. Yet you obeyed my word and you did not deny me. That's you. He's talking about you. And he says, look, I will force those who belong to Satan's synagogue, those liars who say they are Jews but are not, to come and bow down at your feet. They will acknowledge that you are the ones I love. This is what is happening. This is what I talk about in the book, Major Clues for Minor Prophets. I talk about a lot of that. This is all throughout the Minor Prophets, that we would win and that they would be exposed and they would have to admit and give us everything back that they stole from us. This is what the Minor Prophets were telling us, along with just this battle and about who they truly are and all that. So I really love the Major Clues. You can actually go and listen to all the books on right here on freedomforce.live on the audiobook section right here. All right, so I want you to see that. And let me just pull up, just since we're doing this one on saving Israel for last, let me pull up the one, Revelation 2:9. Here it says, I know about your suffering. I know about your poverty, but you are rich. I know the blessing bundle's coming, everybody. I know the blasphemy of those opposing you. They say they are Jews, but they're not. Their synagogue belongs to Satan. Don't be afraid. All right, so I want you to see that. And the other day, I never did finish this section right here. I'm going to pop in this page, this link to the Book of Jubilees. And I had accidentally, I think, at one point said it was the Book of Jasher, but it's actually the Book of Jubilees because this is talking about life extension and the future. I'm going to put this into the chat so you guys can have it. So definitely save that one. And thanks, Songbird, for putting that over onto the into the comment section. Okay, I'm going to go to chapter 23. Now, I just find that maybe this is one of the reasons that 23 is one of their numbers, because they know this stuff that has been hidden from us. Okay, this is the moment of their destruction in chapter 23 of the Book of Jubilees. Okay, it says, and I was reading this the other day, where is it? I'm not going to be able to lay my hands on it super quick. You know what? I might have to do this. Okay, here we go. I'm looking at 22. I'm like, well, they won't be in 22 if it's in 23. Okay, so it talks about, and I said this the other day, in verse 14 of 23, they will say the days, make it a little bit bigger for you guys, the days, bring you back up, I've got back on 22 because I'm trying to make it bigger. All right, so I'll just leave it this size. The days of the fathers were many, even to 1,000 years, and were good. And behold, the days of our lives, if a man has lived many, are 70 years. If he's strong, 80 years. And all were evil, and no place was given for this generation. And in that generation, the children are about to upbraid their fathers and their sires concerning their sin, concerning the injustice, and concerning the words of their mouth, concerning the great wickedness which they do, and concerning their deserting the ordinances which the Lord has covenanted between them, and that they should observe and do all his commandments and his ordinances. This is what it is. This new generation, we are saying, enough is enough. That's what we're doing. We're upbraiding is where we're saying, you guys were wrong about this. You're wrong to believe the mainstream media. You're wrong to continually foment war. This, we're not doing this anymore. This is the generation where that cycle stops, okay? And it says, because the earth is destroyed on account of their deeds. I mean, you know, no seed, no wine, or no oil, because the deeds are unbelief. And they're destroyed. All right. So then if we pass along here, just keeping going. Okay. So if you go on a little to 23, all those days they'll cry aloud and they'll call and pray that they'll be saved from the hands of the sinful Gentiles, heathen, and there'll be no one to save them. We're like, this is hopeless. These people have gotten us so locked down with social media, with the puppet leaders, with the harma, with all these things that they've done to us. The heads of the children will be white with gray hair. Look at this. Even the children are getting dementia. Just like I was just reading. A child of 3 weeks will appear as old as a man of 100 years, and their standing will be destroyed by trouble and oppression. And in those days, the children will begin to seek the laws and to seek the commandments and to return to the path of righteousness. That is what we're doing. This is what we're doing with our health, with our foreign policy, with our commerce, with all these things. Thankfully, we have our wonderful president who is leading the way. And no one will be old. No one will be old. No one will be old. Can we read that again? No one will be old. We just have to make it, you guys. Come on, just make it a little bit longer and we'll have our health restored. Our lives will begin to extend. It says that no one will be old or satisfied with days. In other words, like my body's done. I've lived as long as I can and I'm going to die now. No one will be like that. Everybody will be young. It says, for all will be like children and youths. Now, you might have heard, I've read this on a video just the other day, but I didn't read this little portion later on, and I got too excited, and I forgot to read this. All their days will be peace and in joy. They will end them and live, and there will be no Satan or nor any destroyer, for all their days will be peace and healing and blessings. This is why they don't want us to read the Book of Jubilees, especially chapter 23. How about that? At that time, the Lord will heal his servants. They'll arise, see great peace. They'll cast out their enemies, and the just shall see it and be thankful and rejoice in joy to all eternity and shall see judgment and curse upon all their enemies. How about that? How about that? How about that? Their bones shall rest in the earth, but their spirits shall increase in joy. They shall know the Lord is the doer of judgment, and he gives mercy to hundreds and thousands and to all that love him. Who loves the Book of Jubilees? I love it. I'm going to read this one more, this passage, verse 28. All their days will be in peace and in joy, and they will end them and live. There'll be no Satan nor any destroyer, for all their days will be days of peace and healing and blessing. We're the generation. We're the generation. How about that, Joy? I see you liking it, huh? I'm loving it too. I'm loving it. I'm so thankful that we get to share all this together. Please continue to share this really good news. This is the promise of God. This is the promise for us. And definitely share, if you can, our books that people can get to see this great news. If you haven't read them all, definitely read every one of them because it is just such joy. And what I've noticed is that people read it and then they easily forget because you get sucked back into the other narrative. And so that's why I'm glad you're here because we are here sharing this good news. So read it and read it over and definitely share it with people. You can send it to someone, the books you can send to people for $2.99. You can just send it to their inbox and say, hey, just read it. Just give it a chance and piece this together. Now, what I want you to do, we're going to get together next Saturday about chapter 25, and that is about basically heaven on earth. And so this is what you're supposed to do. okay, my mom was like, okay, how do I do this exactly? I'm like, okay, you read the book first, End Times in a Thousand Years of Peace. And then you can get, this is the one that's the study guide right here, not the answer key, just the study guide. It's called End Times in a Thousand Years of Peace for Beginners. And so then once you've read the book, then you go and you see if you can answer the questions. If you can't, that's okay. You can go to get the answers in the answer key right here. But the answer key is not what primarily that I want you to work from. I want you to try to work from the End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace for Beginners. Okay, I will share that link right there. Actually, let me go back. I'm just going to share this whole link right here so you have access to all of them. And if you have anybody who wants to read the book in Spanish or German, we have them in Spanish and German also. How about that? Look at that. All right, so there you go. There's the link to that. Okay, we're going to pray. So everybody just keep sharing as much as you can so people can piece this together. I spelled it Buicks. Okay, now let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you. We thank you that this is the end times for them and a thousand years of peace for us. Thank you that we'll look for our enemies and we won't be able to find them. Thank you, Lord, that we now realize that they are not the true children of yours. They are of the synagogue of Satan. We realize that now. Thank you that our President Trump understands that. Thank you for all the ones he's installed, like Robert Kennedy and Casey Means and all these ones who are working so hard to protect our country and get our health back. We just pray you'd bless them. We pray that this would be a big, big week, that we would see this whole evil that has been going on using the Middle East for evil, that this will be stopped, that Palestine will be in peace, just like your promise from your word, that everybody throughout the world will be at peace, no more wars. Oh, we can't even wait. We are ready. We are really ready for the counting of the Omer. We're ready to see this Jubilee Day where all the captives are freed and all the debts are canceled. Lord, we just pray that you just bring this day. We're ready, and we want to see your kingdom come and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Bless all the people on our battalion. Bless them to fulfill the roles that you've given to each one of us, and I pray you protect their health. I pray you protect their families and their peace of mind, and just help them know that you're right there beside them, and just surround us with your heavenly host so that we are absolutely safe from any harm or danger. We thank you for Mike Lindell and all that he's doing. We pray right now for Tina Peters and for all the mothers who have fulfilled their role as mothers. And we pray you would make motherhood great again. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right. Love you guys. It's time to jet. I'm going out with my daughter for Mother's Day. And I guess that's it. I love you with all my heart. I'm so thankful for every one of you. I'm so thankful that we're here together. Thank you for all you do to help to share all this. The Nino video, watch that Epstein one, and I was just telling you about. And I want to read your comments after I get back. And thank you for helping me to fulfill this mission to get the wonderful truth, the good news of the kingdom out to everybody. I'll talk to you later.